That's correct, Madam Chair.
Broadcasting.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. And we have removed our public hearing that we had scheduled today from the agenda. We'll be taking that up later, and we will spend today on an informational meeting. But first, we will take the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley, present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner's present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist audio, thank you.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. Thank you. And we will start off with an informational meeting. So, Chris, do you want to introduce that?
Sure, Madam Chair. I think as part of the federal response to the current situation, they've established the Paycheck Protection Program, which are certain loans provided to businesses. And we have an overview. Kate Harger is going to walk through an overview of what that program is and potential impacts on Oregon.
Thanks, Chris. So, committee, for the record, I'm Caitlin Harger with the Legislative Revenue Office. And as Chris mentioned, I'm going to go through an overview of the details surrounding the Paycheck Protection Program. You should have a four-page document in OLIS, which I will share my screen now so you can see it as I go through it. So starting at the beginning, what is the Paycheck Protection Program? Basically, this is a Small Business Administration loan program that supported businesses, nonprofits, and self-employed individuals during the pandemic. The loans are eligible for forgiveness if 60% or more is spent on payroll costs. That typically is the binding criteria in order for the loan to receive forgiveness. There were recent changes to the program related to small businesses. In February, I believe it was in February, there was a 14-day period that was exclusively for businesses with less than 20 employees. And then the difference between the first draw loans and the second draw loans, and the second draw loans, most borrowers are capped at $2 million for the maximum loan amount. They have to have less than 300 employees, and they have to be able to show a 25% decline in gross receipts between 2019 and 2020. So that second draw is more restrictive than what we saw in the first round. And I've included a summary table here that shows nationally what these numbers looked like in 2020 versus 2021, and then also in Oregon. So nationally, the total so far under the PPP program is over 10 million loans, totaling currently $781 billion. And for Oregon, we are looking at about 93,000 loans for about $9 billion currently. These are the totals as of the most recent data release by the SBA, which was May 2nd. And so you might see these updated as funds continue to go out. However, there is recent reporting that most of the funds are being exhausted outside of community development financial institutions. So I'll talk about that a little bit later on, but it does seem like we're getting towards the end of some of the funding sources related to these loans. Excuse me. Okay, so I put together some graphics just to give the committee an overview about what do the loans look like in Oregon. The top chart here shows the share of Oregon loan counts by loan size. So this is the percent of the number of loans in each of the size categories. So you can see that very few Oregon loans were above 5 million in terms of the number of loans. And a lot of loans were in these smaller range categories. And then the bottom chart looks at the share of Oregon loan amount by loan size. So this is saying the total loan amount that went to Oregon, what's the distribution like across these different size categories? As you can see, there's the majority, or I guess, yeah, the majority here falls into the between $1 million and $5 million loan category, but there is distribution across the other categories. And both of these charts are based on 2020 data. We don't yet have access to Oregon data for 2021, so this might change as a result of the program changes that we saw in 2021 as well. And then on the next slide, I have the same information, but this is looking by industry now. So you can see that on the top chart, we're looking at counts by industry, and the lower chart, we're looking at loan amounts by industry. And we see a lot of services or service-based industries being affected by these PPP loans. In terms of the number of loans going out, many of them went to professional services, and that includes things like legal services, accounting, technical services. A number of them also went to this other services category, and that can be things from auto repair to personal care services like hair care and nail care. I think funeral services also fall into that other category. And then looking at the bottom chart, we see that industries that we would expect to be affected by the pandemic, like health and social services, accommodation and food services, retail, these industries all showed up in getting more than 5% of the loan amount that went to Oregon. So that's just a little bit of an overview of what things looked like in 2020, and we'll continue working on 2021 numbers once that data becomes available. So talking about a preliminary estimate for Oregon, and if we were to disconnect from this policy, what that might look like. So current law, as it stands today, allows these PPP loans to be forgiven. So if you're forgiven, those loans are not considered as income upon forgiveness. So I receive a PPP loan, I receive a letter from the SBA telling me my loan has been forgiven, and typically that would count as income, but in the case of the PPP, that is explicitly supposed to be excluded from taxation. So we have this loan forgiveness that's excluded from taxation, and then related to that is this business expense deductibility. So while we're excluding the loan from taxation, or while the policy is excluding the loan from taxation, they are also allowing expenses related to that loan to be deducted. So there's this exclusion piece and then also a deductibility piece. That's current law. Additional assumptions that go into the estimates we're working on within LRO, non-taxable entities are excluded from any type of disconnect because there aren't any tax implications in the same sense that there would be with a for-profit business or a taxable entity. We're also looking at the total PPP amount at the federal level and how to share that down to Oregon. SBA has been releasing totals at the state level as well. And as we get closer to this ending period of lending, we'll have a better sense of how that money was distributed. In terms of loan forgiveness, there are about 55% of the total loans that went out that have been submitted and gone through the forgiveness process. And of that forgiveness process, SBA is reporting 99% has been forgiven. But that leaves a large percentage that haven't yet initiated that process. And so it's unclear currently what our expectations should be around that or why they might be waiting. And of course, the forgiveness piece affects the timing of our estimate. So if the taxable event in case of a disconnect would occur when the forgiveness takes place, this timing of how many people are applying for forgiveness and when they're applying for forgiveness will affect how the revenue change would be distributed across time in Oregon. Additionally, if we have a lot of businesses in loss positions and then they add back the loan and perhaps they're still in the loss position, then we can see net operating losses being created and potential carry forward of those. So this kind of timing piece is something that we're working on a lot within LRO to understand the distribution across time based on those two different factors. I think the most recent estimates that we discussed on the House side, I believe, but generally, were between $450 million and $600 million for an Oregon disconnect from the federal forgiveness policy of the PPP, which would mean that forgiven loans are taxable, for example. And then kind of two considerations here at the bottom, just for the committee to be aware of. PPP lending is still ongoing. It's ongoing technically through May 31st, but as of today, they're only lending from community financial institutions, which are typically targeted at serving underserved communities. And additionally, this last bullet point, the total loan volume compared to the amount currently submitted, there is, I believe, about 40% of the loans that went out, the loan volume that went out, has not been submitted for forgiveness. So kind of the big takeaway is there's a lot of outstanding loans that haven't gone through the forgiveness process yet, and that could shift things in terms of our estimate. And I'm, of course, happy to answer any questions, and that is all I had today for this handout.
Questions from the committee. What do we have here? I see a hand up, but I don't see who it's from. Is it Senator Boquist?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you just have this disconnected hand and a plus seven. So that was a good guess on my part. So go ahead.
I don't know. Seven's never been my lucky number. 13 has. So I'm looking at the slide that's up on the sheet right now. And it's LRR's current estimate range of Oregon disconnect for federal forgiveness policy on businesses, as you've outlined here. What is the, do you have an estimate of the amount of funding that would be matching to this for all the nonprofits, the foundations, and all the healthcare providers that are nonprofits that got all these loans too?
So Chair Burdick and Senator Boquist, I don't currently, but I think we can get that information together, at least in terms of the total loan volume that went to nonprofits or situations like you described. I can get that to the committee, no problem. I just don't have it in part of this presentation today.
I think that would be useful, especially in the categories of nonprofits that are service providers or providers in the healthcare industry, so on and so forth. Thank you.
Yeah, could you go over again how nonprofits are treated differently in terms of this program?
Sure. So Senator Burdick and committee, I'm trying to think if I should go backward. I'll say that one of our assumptions is that when we're looking at the total loan volume that went out, if nonprofits were eligible to receive loans, and then nonprofits or non-taxable entities don't pay tax on that loan, the effect here for the estimate is the difference between the amount of loans that went out and then in the effect of a disconnect, how much would be added back. So if you think about a nonprofit that received a PPP loan, and then in the case that Oregon were to pass a disconnect policy that required them to add back any forgiven loan amounts, because they're non-taxable, that loan amount that was given out wouldn't be shown or wouldn't show up in revenue returning to the state in that same disconnect policy.
Okay, I think I understand. So if that money had gone to for-profit companies instead, then that would show up in a higher number coming back to the state.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Senator Finley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Caitlin, a question on table four that you've shown, and let me, no, on number four, I'm sorry, page four.
Oh, yes.
So of the $450 to $600 million in the estimated range of Oregon disconnect from Fed forgiveness, a follow-up to Senator Boquist's question is, how much of the $450 to $600 million is NOL money, and how much of it is attributed to nonprofits? Because I'd just be curious to break that down and show a better display of that. Because the NOLs, I would assume, is a component of that.
Yes. So Chair Burdick, Senator Finley, I can try to get you some more information on how the NOLs relate. I believe for that number, because nonprofits wouldn't be adding the loan back, it's excluded in that disconnect, in the disconnect estimate there. But I can absolutely work on getting you some more detailed information on the NOLs.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Other questions from the committee? Okay, thanks a lot, Caitlin. This has been very helpful. We will be taking this up later as a policy matter, but I wanted the committee to be educated on, and including most of all myself, educated on how the actual program works, and you've done a great job providing us with that education, so thank you. And committee, Senator Boquist.
I would ask her to also look, because I was just skimming through here, and it appears that schools also got the paycheck protection program too. I'd be curious to know if she has any data, or when she's searching data, to see how many schools, so on and so forth, actually got these same loans. Thank you.
I will add that to the list to look at.
If schools got the loans, they count as a nonprofit, correct?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I believe so. I think that in relation to Senator Boquist's earlier question, just understanding how many loans went to those schools right, as one piece of it, and then providing the non-taxable part later. Sure.
Got it. Okay. Senator Boquist, did you have a follow-up? You're on mute.
No. Oh, I'm trying to beat the hand to death to get it to come off the screen, okay?
I've been there, so I appreciate it. Okay, any
that
other...
lucky number seven.
What did you say?
It's that number seven you said. It must be the plague.
I jinxed you. Why didn't I discover this years ago? Okay, any other questions from the committee? All right, thank you. And again, a reminder that the bill that we had before us for public hearing is being put over, and we will be taking it up later. Chris, remind me of the bill number 169, I believe, but tell me the bill number.
Senate Bill 164.
164, okay. 164 will be taken up later. Thank you very much. And Chris, I think that completes our business. Is that correct? Okay, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, committee.